AI and marketing. How far have we come? Well, today I want to give you a special preview of how I leverage AI in my marketing today with 10 different AI marketing tools. Some of these were developed for marketing, some were not, but all of these can be used day to day in your marketing. So if you are ready to rev up your use of artificial intelligence to make your marketing better and to save you time, we'll listen in for this next episode of the Your Digital Marketing Coach podcast.
Digital, social media, content influencer, marketing, blogging, podcasting, vlogging, TikToking, LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, SEO, SEM, PPC, email marketing. Whew! There's a lot to cover. Whether you're a marketing professional, entrepreneur, or business owner, you need someone you can rely on for expert advice. Good thing you've got Neil on your side. Because Neil Schaefer is your digital marketing coach. Helping you grow your business with digital first marketing, one episode at a time. This is Your Digital Marketing Coach, and this is Neil Schaefer.
Are you looking for ways to use artificial intelligence in your marketing? Well, if you're like me, you've heard of lots of different types of tools that are out there, technology that's out there, and you feel like you're missing out on something. There is some major FOMO going on when it comes to marketing and artificial intelligence. So I want to be the one, if you're already there, that's awesome, but if you're still trying to figure out what tools you could use for what purpose, I want to help you out in this episode of my Your Digital Marketing Coach podcast, which is also being live streamed. So I am going to go through 10 different tools. All of these tools I use pretty much on a daily basis. So if you can't figure out if you're already using AI or if you're looking for a new tool, some of these are tools you have heard of. Some have been around that have added AI functionality, and I really want to dig into that AI functionality that I am using, while other tools are really, really new tools that were developed just for artificial intelligence. So they're tools that just were not around really until over the last few months. So it's really easy to miss out unless you've been trying to follow anything and everything marketing technology, which is what I've been passionate about for more than a decade. So we are going to go into each of these tools. I'm going to demonstrate how I use each of these tools. And hopefully by the end of this episode of these 10 tools, will you use all of them? I have no idea. But even if you find one that is of use, I think it's really, really going to help your marketing. Now, I will be showing, and for those of you listening, I will be telling you links where you can go to find out more and potentially purchase some of these paid products. All of those links, as you can imagine, as a disclaimer, are affiliate links, but I am not recording this podcast or live stream to monetize my knowledge. But hey, if you're going to check out the tool and buy it, why not help a creator out? So with that in mind, we are going to go to the first tool. And that tool is something that, well, you probably already know about. It is something called Google Bard. So I'm going to be using examples from my own website, neilschaefer.com. If we go to the blog post here, I will be showing how I leverage it for my blogging and also for sharing my blog posts on social media. So you might be thinking, well, Google Bard, I am not and never have been a direct ChatGPT user. The tools that I use tend to tap into ChatGPT. But when Google Bard came around, I realized that in the future, there's going to be a way to tie Google Bard with Google Mail, with Google Calendar. Because I'm a heavy Google user, it just made sense for me, if I'm going to use a free tool, to use Google's tool. So it used to be invite only. I'm hoping by the time you see or listen to this, it is already publicly available, but you just go to bard.google.com and you will be able to access it. So you're probably wondering, and this is the thing about AI in general, that the other 9 tools that I'm going to go through have already done the engineering to make it easy for you to use. But if you're just using a ChatGPT or a Google Bard, this is what it looks like. Enter a prompt here. And you're probably figuring out, well, how the heck do I use this for marketing? So I want to give you some ideas. So let's say this blog post, which was actually written by a contributor of mine, community author, how to build an e-commerce website. So obviously, one of the easiest things are I am looking to write a blog post about how to build an e-commerce website for small businesses that want to sell online. What are the 10 biggest pain points that I should focus on in this blog post? I believe the more natural, I sometimes say please, I sometimes want to say thank you, you know, when I get the response, but I believe the more natural, right? Think of this as your really, really intelligent assistant. So talk to it as if you would talk to an assistant. Now, man, there could be a separate 1 hour, you know, episode just on prompts and prompt engineering. I'm not going to go that deep. I don't think you need to as well. And you can always fine tune these results. But based on that prompt, what Google Bard provides, pretty compelling, is here are the 10 biggest pain points you should focus on in your blog post about how to build an e-commerce website for small businesses that want to sell online. Choosing the right platform, I would probably talk about Shopify here. Designing your website, I'd probably talk about Shopify themes. Adding products, I'd talk about how that process works within Shopify. Setting up payment processing, shipping and handling, marketing your website, I'd probably talk a lot about this. Customer service, and here is where, if you are the expert, right, AI you do not want to use to write your post. AI will give you ideas. Those ideas don't always work. So this is an example where I'm not going to talk about customer service, you know, security, compliance, growth. Well, this might be important if, you know, some e-commerce platforms charge more if you get more traffic. But these things might, some of them I might cover, some of them might not. And therefore, if I change, you know, the prompt here, so the original prompt, and I'm going to go back here. I'm looking to write a blog post about how to build an e that want to sell. What are the 10 most effective ways of using an e-commerce website to grow a business? And just by making a little bit of a change, we're going to get different answers. And once again, we can just use this prompt after prompt and then compile all those good things. Now, you know, run special promotions, promote your website. Now, obviously, the original thing was about how to build an e-commerce website. But you can see how if I also want to add at the end, now that you've built your website, here are some things you can do to grow your website, offer a variety of products, keep your prices competitive, offer free shipping, promote your website, run promotions, create a blog, use social media. These are things that I would probably cover. Now, this is probably something a lot of you have already done. So you're saying, Neil, this is nothing new. Well, let's look at this now. So I'm going to grab that URL. Please summarize this URL in a maximum 50-word summary to share on Twitter with relevant hashtags and emojis. So now we can begin. I mean, look at this. This is a tweet. Learn how to build a successful e-commerce website with a step-by-step guide. Now, obviously, I would not use from Neil Schaefer. Includes tips on choosing the right platform, designing your website, adding products, and more. And actually, if we go into the table contents here, you'll see that it did a pretty good job of summarizing it. Now, if this was a LinkedIn or a Facebook post, I could say a maximum 200-word summary with bullet points of the main points to share on LinkedIn. Now, I have not experimented with, if I say to share with LinkedIn, share on Facebook, how different the result's going to be. In fact, I've never actually put in the request to do a summary with bullet points, but let's see what it does for me. So this is an idea that instead of just teasing, and I think this gets into a concept that I call authentically social, which is give away more information in the post. If you're going to share a link and it's just the title of a blog post with a link, no one's going to click on it. If you share this information, and I don't know if I'd use this information as is, but you can see it gives you a lot of really, really great information here that you could potentially copy and paste. And here's the thing, you're giving out lots of information. You need to make sure this is relevant. You always need to make sure that this is actually what's being covered in your blog post, because AI will assume, based on things like based on this URL, they will assume things that may actually not be part of that URL. So be careful. But if this represents what you wrote, right, this is a way of giving out more information on social media. And if they want to learn more, they can click through. If not, you have given them information. And that, I think, is a much better way of using social media and using the real estate that every platform gives you. Twitter obviously gives you a lot less than of just, you know, doing Tidal or just like a clickbait, you know, one sentence description. So this immediately, even with a free tool, you can really leverage what you are doing and do a lot, even with a Google Bard. So everything else I'm going to be talking about going forward are paid tools. But I also am seeing a lot of comments here. Dr. V is sharing that he likes 170 to 200 word chunks. You're going to have to figure out what works best for you. And that's where the earlier, the quicker you begin to use these AI tools, I do believe the better you get at it. It is muscle memory like anything else. So experiment with 50 words, 100 words. So now we're going to get into tool number two. This is where it's going to start to get interesting. Tool number two is going to be a tool called Phrase. Once again, these are the links. Go to neilschafer.com and you slash phrase. And that is where you will be able to access what you are going to see here. Now, Phrase is an AI tool for SEO. And Phrase is a tool that I use when I publish any blog post. Now, Phrase has two different ways of using it, primarily. You're either creating new content or you're revising old content. Now, this is a blog post called What is Solomo? This is, once again, written by one of my contributors, Joe Rees. This was written some time ago. And what I noticed is that it is not as high in the search engine rankings as it could be. There is enough keyword demand still for Solomo that I want to target it, but I want to revise it, right? So what I'm going to do here is I am going to cut and paste the text, or actually I can just import the URL, which is what I did, and I'm going to bring the text in here. Now, this has already been revised, but I just want to show you what Phrase does is it is actually looking at those semantic keywords that are being used in all of the top 20 posts that appear on Google at any given time. So if I was to rerun the optimization now, it's going to show slightly different results because the search engine rankings are always changing. But the idea here is that you are tapping into, Google has already decided if someone searches for Solomo, they are serving these 20 posts. And you notice we also have word counts. So that gives me an idea as to how much or how little words that I need. It also shows that the number 9 ranking is using 100% of these keywords. You know, Neil Patel at number 5 is only using 68%. But what if I could naturally use these keywords and get to 100%? It is giving me the best chance to rank on Google. What it's also doing is sometimes you see things like the original post did not have Google My Business because it was written a decade ago. So I added, as editor of neilschafer.com, I added leverage your Google Business profile. And Google, by the way, this used to be called Google My Business. So this is a great way of revising, but also checking, really standing on the shoulders of giants to see when there are keywords that you might be missing. It means that you might be missing out on a complete area that you did not think was relevant that you need to cover. A great case in point of this is my blog post on influencer marketing from like 2019, 2018. We were not talking about TikTok then, but when my rankings started to drop and I went into Phrase, I realized I needed to talk more about TikTok because that's what, you know, you need to stay up to date. So it's a really great tool, you know, for many, many reasons. You can see your competitors. It also helps you with the research. So if you want to look at the headlines from these top 20, you'll notice I'm actually ranked number 2, but I'm a perfectionist, want to get to number 1. You can actually grab these and create an outline. So I probably want to write something, you know, about why it's important for your business, right? So how to use it for your business. What mistakes should you avoid? And in this way, I can save this outline and actually be able to create a new post, or maybe for revision, I want to make sure that I use these. So there's many, many, many different ways. Yes, Phrase also does have further AI tools that if you want to, you know, automatically write a post or a paragraph or rephrase something, they have a lot of different tools here. In all honesty, I believe in human writing a blog post. All of my blog posts are 100% human written, and I require all of my community guest bloggers to also go through an AI content detection tool. That is how serious I am about this. But just leveraging what they have here to make these recommendations as to, you know, are you hitting that 100% topic score or not? And there's more things that we could do. For a lot of different things here, they've added a lot of these different tools. So if you want to generate a paragraph, you're going to see a lot of these same tools in some of the other tools that I talk about. But obviously, there is a lot of things that you can do here that I highly recommend you check out. If you are writing blog posts, that is what Phrase is for. So you get all of these AI content writing tools, but you also get what I believe is the most important, which is really being able to optimize using AI to understand what are the keywords, topics being used in the top search results and using that as a guide to just give your content the greatest chance of ranking in Google. As I mentioned before, I do not blog without my content going through Phrase. That is how important I believe it is for you. So that is tool number two, Phrase. Hope you enjoyed that one. Before we go to tool number three, I am just checking in on the comments. Yes, stuff is constantly changing with AI, sometimes daily. And now that is why I am actually recording this and sharing with you how I use these tools so that you get a better idea. And if you are listening to the podcast, I do believe that you should check out my live stream where I walk you through and actually demonstrate on screen what these look like. So make sure you go to youtube.com/Neil Schaefer. All right. I believe it is time for number three. So number three, I almost want to have this like drum roll animation for each of these, is going to be a tool called Social Bee. You get a 30-day free trial if you go to neilschaefer.com/socialbee. So let us check out what Social Bee is all about. Maybe some of you have heard it before. Maybe you've never heard about it. It is primarily a social media content publishing platform. And it is, they also have an engagement piece, which they just added called Engage. But you do not use it to manage DMs and notifications. You do it to schedule content. And as you can see, you can create, you know, hashtag collections. If you always blog about LinkedIn and you want to make sure that there are certain hashtags that go together with your LinkedIn posts, you can create a LinkedIn hashtag collection, an Instagram one, a small business one, an entrepreneurship one. You get the picture. You can import a CSV of content links, import media, RSS, Pocket, Zapier. I think you get the picture. But what Social Bee has done, and you're actually seeing one of my content cues for the new content that I share coming from neilschaefer.com on Twitter. But what's really cool here is they have added, almost like, you know, without making any big announcements, in addition to this great tool that I've already been using, Social Bee also has some pretty interesting AI functionality. So once again, I'm going to go, let's choose a different blog post. Let's sort of shake it up, right? So I am going to do the Twitter followers versus following. What is the ideal ratio? So I grabbed the URL. And normally what I would do is I would do this and it's giving me a preview of what it looks like. And then I would sort of type in what I want to talk about here. So what Social Bee has done is they've added this really, really cool feature where, and this is just part of the, there's no extra price for this. It's just part of the product, which is another reason why I think it's really cool, really innovative. Generate captions. Okay, here we go. Now, there's a lot of stuff going on here on the left. You know, Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok, YouTube, Pinterest, Instagram, custom, Google Business Profile, rewrite, suggested custom. I'm going to keep this really easy, show you the way I use it because it's also easy to get lost in AI because of all the different functionality that all these companies are building in to get your attention, to show they have the functionality. Let's keep it simple. Tone of voice. Okay, this is the URL. So it's going to go to the URL, and based on my tone, I really like this idea. If you really want to fine tune that Google Bard or ChatGPT, you need to add a tone of voice. Write like Gary Vaynerchuk, write like Seth Godin. If it's a famous person, you can do that. But what this does is really give you this really simple way of saying polite, witty, enthusiastic, friendly, informational, funny. And yes, there's more: motivating, assertive, casual, professional, serious, technical. If I want to make fun of Elon Musk, I might say witty. If there's something funny, I'll say funny. I tend to stick with informational, right? Most of the blog content I have is informational. So I'm going to say generate hashtags, include emoji. It's generally speaking 35 words. You know, let's be different. Let's do witty. And it's going to generate three different variations. So all I need to do is this. And on the right-hand side where it says get started, this is where you're going to see these AI-generated variations that we can choose from. Here we go. So as you use AI, especially with Social Bee, and you experiment with the tones of voice, you're going to notice certain patterns. Like right here, quality over quantity, my dear Watson, well, well, well. You know, it's about quality, baby. So, you know, if this is the tone that you want to use, this is awesome. So I'm going to use the selected result and then boom. Now, what I'd do here is I would enter spaces, lines like that. And right away, you'll notice I still have 34 characters left. Right away, I can now save it and it's going to schedule and post to social media. So here's the thing about using AI for social media posts. I showed you this with Google Bard. And some of you may be thinking, well, Neil, that doesn't seem authentic. Well, the content, the blog post is 100% authentic, right? Not using AI for the actual writing. For the social media posts, the whole idea about social media and getting people, but using it specifically for linking back to your blog post, it is getting harder and harder to actually get traffic from social media. For those of you that have been doing it for a while, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So using AI to find new ideas, new ways of presenting that same content in a new light, in a few seconds, is absolutely revolutionary. You should not be wasting your time. If you've already spent the 2 hours, 3 hours to write the blog post, I don't want you spending 30 minutes to write a LinkedIn post about it, right? So this is one way that we can become better. And guess what? If we haven't been, you know, posting on Facebook or on LinkedIn, this gives us the ability to do it when we use a tool like this as well. So another really, really cool thing, now this is something I have not used, but if let's say we are on Instagram, we can also generate images. Now generating images with Social Bee, we are tapping into that DALL-E 2, which some of you may have heard of. This is not something I've used yet, but please create an image of a young Caucasian skateboarder at the beach looking at the sunset, just for fun. So let's see what this comes up with. So like I said, if I'm already sharing blog content, I'm not going to use this. If I'm sharing a selfie and making a statement, I'm not going to do this. But if you're looking to be inspired visually, I also probably wouldn't post this on Instagram, although I did see a webinar that Social Bee did where they are posting these on Instagram because they're using it as a talking point when they don't want to show a selfie or a person. And here you go. That's pretty darn compelling, right? Hey, take your pick. That almost looks fake, right? You can't really see the eye. If it's the back, well, that looks sort of fake as well. I mean, they all look fake, right? You know what? I'm just going to go with the first one. Can't go wrong, right? So I can use this. And now I can start to, you know, type something, you know, hello, I could use AI for that as well. But you can see that now I can post this. And in fact, I could use AI to write a caption, generate captions for, let's just say Instagram. And sometimes we need to chill out. So have a great weekend. I want to be friendly. So instead of using a URL now, and these, as you saw when I pressed Instagram, it gave me some ideas that maybe a lot of companies use for their Instagram posts. But as you see here, well, hopefully you'll see in a second, here we go. So I could use this, and some of it is sort of hokey, and AI will do that. So that's my engaging Instagram post for a Friday afternoon. We all deserve a break every now and then. Take the time to relax and recharge this weekend and have some fun too. Wishing you a great one ahead. Pretty compelling ways of using AI to not only save new time, but to create new content that that can do well on social media as well, sometimes better than the content that we thought up. So Social Bee, another great tool that I highly recommend. So Dr. V says, I have seen AI-generated images do very well in short-form videos. Some work better than others, like AI-generated filters over video. So yes, you're going to have to experiment with all of this that I'm talking about. I'm just trying to give you some ideas to help you better leverage AI as part of your marketing. Use what you like, dispose of what you do not need. We still got a ways to go. So we're going to go to number 4, and this is going to be one of my ninja tools that you probably haven't heard about, that I didn't really hear about until the last few months, that really based most of their functionality on AI. Social Bee I've been using for years, right? So that is not one of them. But the next one, drumroll please, is a tool called Tweet Hunter. You can try it for free by going to the link, neilschaefer.com/tweethunter. And let us check out Tweet Hunter. So what is really cool about Tweet Hunter, as you can see, there's a lot of different functionality here. My queue, my analytics. So I have been using SocialBee to share my blog posts to Twitter, but I use Tweet Hunter to create what I call authentically social content. They are not generating clicks, they are generating engagement. And what's really interesting is by using this tool, you're going to figure out really well what works in your market. Now, what I like to use here is Tweet Inspirations for You. Edit my personalized feed. So I am telling it, enter 3 to 10 keywords that will be used to search inspiration tweets. So marketing, digital marketing, social media marketing, influencer marketing, I think you get the picture. Blogging, you know, content marketing, SEO, LinkedIn, employee advocacy. So based on that, and based on my, in fact, let's do a refresh of this so just we can see the new ones. The AI engine is going to select tweets that are inspiring, that are both relevant, and also you can see here the performance that these tweets have had. So it's listing in almost like, you know, Pinterest style. All these cards that have actual tweets, these went out, you know, 2022, December 14th, April 23rd, 2021, actual tweets and actual performances. This one got 1,000 likes and 33 retweets. LinkedIn be like, people laughed at me when I did this and now I'm blah, 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 hustle, hustle. My mind, bro, you need better people. Folks around you are not encouraging. Hustle isn't the answer. Moving on from that toxic bunch is. Just by looking at these tweets, you get an idea of what works well on Twitter, right? And if, especially if you're not on Twitter a lot or you're not actively consuming it. So just by looking at something like this, now, when I do this, okay, first of all, I'm going to do a search. I don't want to talk about something that's been tweeted recently, but these are all from 2021. Now, this is a funny one. Is your teen texting about social media marketing with some acronyms? But, you know, I could do something like this. Well, let's see here. 5 side gigs you can start with $0 and hours of study. Google's your friend. So what this does is I'm going to press this button. And what the button is going to do is going to recreate this content. 5 side gigs you can start with $0 an hour of study, freelance and affiliate marketing, dropshipping, content marketing, digital product sales, Google's your friend. And it's basically going to redo it using AI so that it is not copying it, but it is an inspiration. I probably would not tweet like this, but for instance, you know, I would not recommend dropshipping, you know, UGC content creation instead of just content creation. You know, free, you know, general digital marketing freelance work. So I would make slight adjustments, but what I'm using is, once again, it's like with Phrase, with Google, we're standing on the shoulders of giants. We're looking at what does well and trying to align our content with that. I am using these as inspiration for me to create my own content using sort of a template that's already proven to be successful. And this has worked out really, really well for me. In fact, if we go to my queue, so all I need to do here is add to queue, and then it's in the queue. So if you go to my queue, you're going to see content that has been, now I'm also adding my photo. Twitter recently said, when I go to my analytics, hey, you might want to add a photo, it's going to do better. So adding a photo, and I highly recommend you do a photo shoot, right? And I did a photo shoot when I was in Osaka, Japan recently, and I have like 250 photos and I'm just recycling through them on my social media posts. You can do it once a year, once every 6 months, once every 3 months. But this was inspired by what you see here in Tweet Hunter. You'll also notice I have an evergreen slot. So what the evergreen slot is, and man, there is a lot going on here. What the evergreen slot is I am saying, hey, when this reaches 10 likes, I want you to add it to the evergreen. So you can actually see the posts that have done really well on, you know, the likes. Some of these have done better than others. Some have gotten 10, 15, 27. But now every day it's going through and retweeting one of these as well. So even when I'm asleep, even when I don't have new content to create, this is allowing me to do it. So this is a really fantastic tool. Once again, it is neilschaefer.com/tweethunter, one of those ninja tools that I highly recommend. All right, ready for the next drum roll. This is going to be another ninja tool. And I want to give a shout out to Kate All. Kate All of Simple Pin Media, Simple Pin Podcast. She had brought this up on her podcast, and she is like the ultimate expert on Pinterest. And for those of you that don't know me, Pinterest has always been this great driver of traffic for my website. So, but the problem with Pinterest is you need to create these images and you need to create lots of them. And it's really hard. That's where this next tool comes in. And I know that some of you might be on Pinterest. Some of you that have commented, I know, are heavy on Pinterest. So here we go. The next tool is Pin Generator. Go to neilschafer.com/pin generator and you can get a free 7-day trial. This is pretty cool. Now, let me go back to my blogs. Before we go to Pin Generator, let's find another one. 7 best link building practices in 2023. Okay, we're back at Pin Generator. You're looking at my schedule right now. These are all pins that I've created in Pin Generator, but let's go here. So I am going to put in the URL and I'm going to say, let's create 5 different pins. And when you create them, my brand name, it drives me crazy. Sometimes I have to re-enter this, but I'm just showing you the exact same process that I do when I create these pins. So I'm going to do create pins. And what it's first going to do is it's going to look for the images because Pinterest is visual, right? It's going to look for the images. I'm going to generate 5 pins. There's a lot of different settings here. I'll go through the most important ones. If it remember my brand name because of the cookie, it probably expires in 24 hours. So here we go. Because this is about link building, I want to post these on my search engine optimization board on Pinterest. So we are going to generate pins. Now it should work a lot faster. And what it's first going to do, as I was explaining, was it is going to grab the images that are already part of the blog post because Pinterest is a visual platform. So give it a second. Some of these tools, you do have to wait, but it's grabbing all the images. Some I want to use, some I may not want to use. Like these are my lead magnet images I don't need to use. But some of these other ones are in there for a purpose, so let's use them. So I've selected 6 different images, and then boom, from those images, it has already created blog posts. Now, it took the title of the blog post, right? Now let's say, you know what, these look alike. I want to generate a new one. You see how fast it generated a new one, and it's using a different image. What's really cool is there's a few different things we can do here. Now I'm using this color scheme. Let's say, you know what, I want to use this color scheme. Boom. So I haven't really played with creating my own color schemes. It also uses these different templates. I haven't really fooled around with creating my own template. I'm basically just using it as is. So if branding is a big thing for you or your brand, you'll want to find the closest thing or do something more custom, which requires more time. For me, this is all about saving time. But boom, I mean, we could use these 5 5 generated images from AI as is. Now, but wait, there's more. So we also have AI options. So it's already using AI to create all this for us. We can rewrite all the titles with AI. So you see how some of these were changed? Well, okay, top link building tips for 2023. So we're really now digging a little bit deeper in AI to really mix up those image titles so that if one title doesn't resonate, another might. Now, one area where I think it doesn't perform as well as it should is in the description. It's basically taking your meta description here. So what I like to do is I like to use the AI just for this one description. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but let's check it out. Okay, in this ever-changing digital landscape, there's a constant need to stay ahead of the game. The ability to rank is important. So this really doesn't talk about link building tips. So this is where I may want to go back into my article and I may want to manually add like the first 2 paragraphs for the description, which is something I might very much do here. If I do that, I'm going to be over. So I need to shorten this. I would shorten it to be, under 500 characters. So I'm at 578. Okay, there we go. So I'm just going to copy and paste this. We'll save it. And I showed you at the beginning, we have these bulk settings. This is where I would set, every post has a different image, different text, but I'm going to set the description. Or if I wanted to use the same title, I could do it here. And all I need to do right now is to do schedule all pins. And let's see here. Okay, now the screen does not change, but if I go into my schedule and I go to the very bottom, voila, you can see that these have all been scheduled to go in my search engine optimization board on Pinterest. Let's do a smart shuffle so that they're all spaced apart, and then boom. They also have auto pins. So for those of you that are familiar with Tailwind Smart Loop, these are my lead magnets that are being published every week. Once again, the cool thing about here is that it is automatically generating a new image amongst the different templates that I decided I wanted to just shuffle through. So for auto pinning on a regular basis, I wouldn't go too overboard with this because I think it's getting harder and harder. It's becoming less and less effective. on Pinterest. But it is something you can also do with this tool that will require a separate podcast just dedicated to this tool to talk about. But I hope you see this is another very, very cool ninja tool. If that visual branding is really, really strategic for your company, you may not want to use a tool like this. If you're an entrepreneur, a startup, a small business, where you don't care if the branding, the colors, and you know what have you, is a little bit off, then it's a great way to make sure that you're pinning your new post. So that was neilschafer.com/pin generator. Hope you enjoyed that one. Alrighty, drum roll please. We go on to number 6. We're halfway there. Still got 5 great tools. This is another ninja tool. Okay, not every tool is going to be for everyone. But if you are podcasting, this is going to be your tool. PodSqueeze, neilschafer.com/podsqueeze. You can start for free. So PodSqueeze is a pretty, pretty cool tool. Now you'll notice that I have a plan that gives me 160 minutes of audio. What I can do is if I want to generate content, and if I generate content, it takes a little bit of time, I can put in the RSS feed of my podcast. I can upload an audio or video file. I have already done this. So I want to show you, this is an actual podcast episode I did. RIP Marketing Campaigns, do this instead. And you'll see that not only does it generate a transcript, which is pretty general, I actually use otter.ai for my transcription creation, but it actually automatically creates timestamps. So if you're doing, and by the way, if you are live streaming on YouTube and doing podcasting or just YouTube, you could upload the audio and create timestamps like this and create chapters. That is a bonus tip for you. So you see, it creates timestamps. I hate doing show notes. So you'll notice we can also use the AI to tweak the text, use natural language, be specific. So it first did third person. Now it does first person. It's really bizarre. In this episode of Your Digital Marketing Coach podcast, I, Neil, will be discussing, you know, please do not mention the name of my podcast. Let's see if it actually works. We'll do tune results. And it should once again optimize, and then we can remember that so that every time we use this, those show notes get better and better to do. So it really, really makes it easy for us. There we go. In this episode of our, well, it took out the quotes. It still has the host. Okay, I'll just accept the change. It's not a big deal. You know, if it gets you 90% of the way there, you can edit the remaining 10% yourself. It's automatically regenerating this each time I use it. So that's why you're not seeing the full transcription there. It usually takes 5 or 10 minutes, but we get show notes, timestamps, and right there, you already have your show notes are done, right? But there's more, right? We do tweets, launches and experiments can be more fast. So, you know, take a more experimental approach to your marketing efforts, and we can fine tune this. So for all of our podcasts, this becomes a one-stop shop. We also get titles, Why Marketing Campaigns Are Dead, The Future of Digital Marketing. Oh, I love PDCA. Continuous Improvement, the PDCA approach to digital marketing. It is leveraging the verbiage of the transcript and the title that I originally had for the podcast to generate new things. If I talk about tools like I'm doing in this episode, it will bring up those links here so I remember to include them in my show notes. Or if I mention people, I can also create short posts, newsletters, keywords, quotes. It is a really, really killer tool if you're podcasting or, like I said, I do believe that you might be able to use this for YouTube. Now, I know some of you are really interested in using AI for video. The last 2 of these 10 tools are actually dedicated to video. I'm going to get to those in a second. But this, in a nutshell, is PodSqueeze for podcasters or potentially for your YouTube. Alrighty, we are running through these, neilschafer.com/PodSqueeze. We're getting through these. Yes, it is time for another drum roll. As we move on to number 7. Number 7 is a tool that I've talked a lot about, you've probably heard about. I want to show you some easy ways to use it. It is a tool called Jasper, neilschafer.com/jasper for a 7-day free trial. So now I will say that compared to the early days, I'm not using Jasper as much because more and more of these other tools have come about that have helped me. But you'll notice that there are these templates that Jasper has. You know, documents, content summarizer, blog post conclusion, blog post intro, content improver, paragraph generator, video description, YouTube. You'll see these are highlighted because these are the ones that I tend to use. I also use the Amazon product description, Amazon product features for my clients. We can use Jasper Art, which was I showed you with Social Bee. There's just a ton of stuff that we can do here. Let's do explain it to a child. we always talk about how our content is too complex. So let's take this two first paragraphs in this 7 best link building practices in 2023 post. And it says, as the, you know, I'm going to keep it simple. As the digital world continues to evolve, there's one thing that will remain crucial to your website success: its ability to rank high in search engines. Today, we'll open up the playbook to share the most efficient link building strategies with you. Now, sometimes if you use something called a Flesh reading score, sometimes SEO tools have these as well, it will say your reading score is too difficult. So this is a great way of dumbing it down. It's going to give me an output grade level of 8, which is the default. So we'll keep it at 8th grade. English, it does English, British, it does a lot of different languages, you can see. But let us just do this and generate 3 different variations of explaining that paragraph to a child. Obviously, there are so many ways of using AI. And when you have a tool like Jasper, it has basically made all of those prompts that you'd use in a Google Bard or ChatGPT, it has really fine-tuned them for digital marketing, as you can see. So, you know, the digital world's changing. For your website to do well, it needs to be high up in search engines. We will tell you the best way to make this happen. It's called link building. And even though it says 8th grade, I think that's actually doable, right? Usable as content, you know, for your blog post. Now, this is not one way that I use Jasper, as I mentioned. I think one of the great ways of using it, Jasper actually just introduced a new user interface. But okay, let's go to video description. So this is actually, you're going to see here, this is a podcast interview I did recently where I asked the guest to tell me what is going to be the title and what are going to be the 3 takeaways. So I want to rank for blog to business. I'm going to show you the tool I use to find that keyword on YouTube. I want to rank for that. This is, you know, what's the video about? What's the tone of voice? You know, I'll just do informative. You don't even have to put anything in there. But if you find a tone of voice that works for you, it's only going to be better. And then once again, we're going to get 3 outputs. And let's see what Jasper gives us. So this is another example of using it. So this would be a YouTube video description. Are you ready to turn your blog into a successful learn? These are all really compelling, right? So once again, it is your original content, but you're using AI as ways to spruce it up, to save you time, make it more effective, and to allow you to invest your time in more important things. And this is why I believe AI is a game changer. The smaller your business, the fewer people that work for you, the more compelling it becomes, because you can compete with much larger organizations when it comes to creating this type of content for, you know, SEO, to amplify your content on social media or what have you. So there, like I said, there are so many ways of using, you know, Jasper. I don't want to go into all of them, but highly recommend you go to neilschaefer.com/Jasper and find the template that works for you. There's literally like 80 different templates here. So that is Jasper. And I believe Jasper is sort of ahead of the crowd when it comes to, you know, AI in marketing specifically. They were really, I believe, first to market. They were the host of the Generative AI conference that I went to that I've talked about on this podcast. I have some live streams about as well. So definitely if there's one AI tool just to get started, Jasper would be the one I recommend. Once again, go to neilschaefer.com/Jasper. And that's funny. Dr. V is saying that he actually uses Jasper more. I think it's because I found all these other tools that help me for specific channels that are really fine-tuned for those channels. And I do believe what happens with all of these AI marketing tools, it is looking at your clicks, your copy and paste. And here's another tip from Dr. V. I take Jasper content, put in a Hemingway. That's a really great idea. But basically all these tools you saw in Jasper, it had like a thumbs up, right? If you click on it, if you copy and paste, all these tools are taking that feedback to better improve their own tool. Okay. So that is why some of these tools, you know, over the next few months get better and better while others have not innovated or they're not taking that user feedback. So that's something really, really important. I think over time, even recently, I've had people say, Neil, ChatGPT doesn't work as well as it used to. So that's why I like these tools. I like to give the tools feedback and I like to see how it changes over time to make sure I'm using the right tool. And I like to compare the results of 2 different AI tools. And we're going to show you how to do that very shortly when I compare that Jasper video description with what we could do in some more specific AI tools for YouTube. All right, let us go on to now we are up to number 8. Number 8 is an example of a social media dashboard like SocialBee, but they have invested in new AI and they have enough prompts that they are starting to rival Jasper in that department. So it's a tool you've probably heard of, you may not think of using, but you might want to check it out after you see this. They are called Tailwind. Go to neilschafer.com/tailwind. You will get 50 free Ghostwriter AI credits. Tailwind also has a free forever plan. So you want to make sure you check it out. A Ghostwriter AI credit gives you the ability to create one instance using their AI Ghostwriter. So let's dig in so I can show you exactly what they are doing with AI. All right. So no, this is not Tailwind. We're back at Jasper. I just want to bring this up on the screen when I compare with the other tools. So this is Tailwind Ghostwriter. Now, Tailwind has lots of things going on here. Yes, they've started email marketing. They were primarily only known for Pinterest. They have a LinkedIn bio tool. They do Instagram. They do Facebook. They're doing other social media. But you're going to get different results. And because Tailwind was developed for social media and the people using Tailwind are social media managers, social media marketers, you get the feeling that the results might be a little bit more fine-tuned. But you know what? Let's check it out. So you see a LinkedIn post, Twitter post, SEO, a lot of the things that Phrase had, that SocialBee had, we also have here. Let's go into YouTube video description. And you'll notice that it, you know, every one of these AI tools is going to be different, which is why you'll want to compare. What is it about? So let's go back here. If I go back in the history, I'm actually going to see what we had. How to build a business from blogging. So let's see what it returns. How to build ad keywords or phrases. Sure. So this is actually asking us keywords that we want to make sure are included. So I am going to include number one. That's pretty cool. So once again, all these tools are different. You're going to have to experiment. And that's why you need to start using these tools now. The earlier you use them, the quicker you find the one that works for you. And I think that's going to be your secret to success. While others just begin to use a vanilla tool like ChatGPT, you're going to be getting much better results. Add a call to action. I don't need a call to action. I don't need an external link, but it's really cool that it has those options. Let's generate the description. It uses one credit. And you know what? Let's refresh the page. YouTube video description. It's about how to build a business from blogging. And then I'm just going to add, so these three talking points that my guest had, build your blog around your focus niche, comma. Oh, there we go. Get to know how SEO works. And build a pathway for the services you offer. And let's just include the keyword that I want to track is, or target is blog to business. Alrighty, generate description. And as I am recording this, I'm getting an email from Phrase introducing our new SERP something something. So they're adding new features. All these tools are adding new features really, really quickly. So even if you looked at this before and you haven't looked at it recently, you'll want to check it out again. So you'll notice we're going to get results that are different from what we had before. So let's go back to Jasper. Are you ready to turn your blog into a successful business? Learn how to do it the right way with our tutorial on building a profitable business from blogging is how one of them starts. Are you looking for your reliable way? This is now Tailwind. Are you looking for a reliable way to turn your blog into a successful business? Then this video is for you. We'll walk you through a step-by-step guide on how to build a business from blogging, including strategies such as focusing on a niche, understanding the role of SEO, and building a pathway to the services you offer. I love the fact that it built in those phrases that, you know, looking at it now, Jasper did as well. Jasper says, discover how to choose and hone in on your niche, understand the basics of SEO. So either one of these we could use, but they are different results. And we need to find the one, the tool, where if we do this day in and day out, the one that's going to get results closer to our natural tone. So, you know, I guess what Jasper did is it allowed us to say, what is your video about? What Tailwind required us to do was separately put in these keywords or phrases, which might be better for you, might be worse for you, but you're going to get different results. And they have a lot of the same things that Jasper has. So neilschafer.com/tailwind, grab your 50 free AI Ghostwriter credits. You're welcome. Hey, we still have two more tools left. I know this is a really, really long broadcast. So the last two are going to be focused on YouTube, on video specifically. So, and there's really only two major YouTube SEO tools that if you're in YouTube, you should be using. So each one of those is investing in AI and they're both putting out different ways of utilizing AI for their tool. So number nine, we have TubeBuddy. Get started for free. Go to neilschafer.com/TubeBuddy. So let's check out what TubeBuddy has done. And, you know, both of these tools, like I said, they've implemented AI compellingly, but in a different way. So let's move off of Tailwind. Now, TubeBuddy just like its counterpart, well, I think TubeBuddy especially, is very confusing because you go to TubeBuddy.com and you see a bunch of stuff, but you don't really see the AI functionality. Where you see the AI functionality is when you go into your channel on YouTube. You're looking at the YouTube studio, the back end of my YouTube channel, and this is where you begin to see the TubeBuddy functionality. So check this out. Suggested shorts. Analyze your videos to discover which moments have the highest retention rate. It might work well as a short. So I am going to go to suggested shorts, and this is using AI to suggest looking at retention time graphs, suggesting what are the times that I might want to consider creating a short for. This is a really compelling way of utilizing. You'll see I had a 107% retention increase from 2 minutes 21 to 2 minutes 36 of this video that I just published 2 days ago, Insights from the Generative AI Conference. So if I were to, well, let's see here. If I were to click on it, it's actually going to take me to the actual place. And then obviously, whether I'm working with a video editor or within YouTube Studio, I can now pick those 15 seconds from this one on how to launch a podcast from scratch, 2447 to 2502. The retention increase means that people are going back and they're watching it again probably. So that's one pretty cool feature. There's a lot of cool things here. Another one that I love is Click Magnet. Once again, it's using analytics, it's using machine learning, it's using AI. In this case, it's using visual AI. So check this out. So I love the Element Inspector. This is telling me of my thumbnails. I don't have many thumbnails without faces. The reason is because I realize that when I publish thumbnails with faces, I get a much higher click-through rate. Now, my click-through rates are really low. I'm really, over the past month, I've been investing more into YouTube, so I'm hoping to raise these, but clearly I am on the right path because of the AI. And you may not think that this is AI analytics, but it is visually analyzing the thumbnails to decide what has a face, what doesn't have a face. What's really cool is when we get into emotions. When I am happy, I am getting a higher click-through rate than when I am surprised. So I was going through a period where I had these like Mr. Beast looking thumbnails where I had that like surprise look on my face. But guess what? People like happy Neil. And that's why I've changed my thumbnails to be all happy. And obviously they're performing. Here's another one. Size of face. So mixed size faces. What it's saying is when I have a medium shot, which are like these, this is my current thumbnail. That is actually doing better than if I'm a little bit too close. That's my YouTube short. Or if I'm further away. Like these are my older thumbnails where you see I'm a lot further away. I don't know why that one's there. Compared to my more recent ones where you see me a lot more close up. So this is giving me fantastic, fantastic advice on how to fine tune my YouTube thumbnails in order to improve click-through rate, get more views, get more subscribers, and just continue to increase my visibility in YouTube. There's much more when it comes to TubeBuddy AI than this, but I just want to give you a quick feel for what is possible using a tool like this. So that was number 9, neilschafer.com/TubeBuddy. Love me some YouTube. And drumroll for the 10th and final tool is vidIQ. neilschafer.com/vidIQ to get started for free. When we talk about YouTube, there's, you know, the two kings of YouTube SEO tools clearly are TubeBuddy and vidIQ, and they have both implemented AI differently, which is why if you haven't been investing, you know, I have a dedicated podcast and don't be a marketing cheapskate, right? This is a time where you do not want to be a cheapskate. You want to be investing in these various tools. So this is really cool. I showed you with Jasper. Let's go back here. I showed you with this video, this description. Now, vidIQ is added. It's under AI Coach. It's brand new. And you'll see, how do I get more views? What do you think of my channel? There's a lot of stuff we can ask the AI. It is fine-tuned for my YouTube channel. vidIQ is fine-tuned for YouTube. This is fine-tuned for my channel. Now, it requires, you get free tokens with a more limited plan. The higher your plan, the more you get. It's personalized to my channel. I can get detailed audits and I can get metrics. So I want to write a video description. Let me go back into what I did in Jasper so that we can compare apples and apples. So I want to write, please write an engaging YouTube video description for a video, video titled How to Build a Business from Blogging That covers these main points. So reusing this, you know, this is all reused, repurposed content. We're repurposing, repurposed content. It's pretty cool. So let's send it in. And this is pretty cool what you're going to see. And we'll compare it with the Jasper. So right now it is doing this in a very, very conversational tone because that's what YouTube descriptions normally are. And they're more engaging and entertaining. So you immediately see how when you use a tool that is fine-tuned for a platform, if it's done right, it's also added some emojis automatically, which the other tools did not do. So hey there, in this video, we'll show you how to build a successful business from blogging. We'll cover three essential steps to help you grow your blog and turn it into a profitable venture. Pretty cool. And then it has 1, 2, 3. It's rewritten each one of those 3 points. Finishing with, don't miss out on these valuable tips and tricks. Hit that subscribe button and join our community of successful bloggers today! Exclamation point. That's pretty cool. So once again, every one of these tools has a sweet spot. The important message here, once again, this is neilschafer.com/vidIQ. The important message here is that you want to get started. And I'm going to summarize all these tools in a second in case you want to jot down all those URLs and names of tools. But the thing is, start now. Don't be cheap. Do free trials. Get the lowest plan. Experiment with these. A-B test over the course of a few days, a few weeks, a few months. Find the one that matters to you. Watch the innovation. My greatest complaint to marketing technology and marketing tools and social media marketing tools is they don't innovate fast enough. These tools that I introduced to you today are the innovators. They are going to blow the way those tools that all of a sudden say, oh, we have AI. Well, where have you been the last 6 months, the last 9 months? So you can imagine how far ahead these tools are. Subscribe to a few. Once again, we had the free tool, Google Bard, bard.google.com. Number two, we had Phrase, neilschafer.com/phrase. That was the AI SEO tool. We had Social Bee, which I was showing you how to generate your social media captions. Go to neilschafer.com/socialbee. We had Tweet Hunter, specifically for Twitter, neilschafer.com/tweethunter. We had Pin Generator for Pinterest, neilschafer.com/pin generator. We had PodSqueeze, neilschafer.com/podsqueeze for podcasters. Or if you're on YouTube, you can also use it to generate your descriptions, your show notes, if you're live streaming, and even your chapters. Number seven, Jasper, the almighty AI tool for marketing, neilschafer.com/jasper. We have Tailwind, which is quickly competing with Jasper, especially with social media and digital marketing. So check out neilschafer.com/tailwind. Number nine, we have the YouTube tool TubeBuddy, neilschafer.com/TubeBuddy. I showed you how it was visually analyzing my thumbnails, recommending how big my face should be, how much I should smile or be surprised. And then number 10 was vidIQ, neilschafer.com/vidIQ. That was creating that really, really fine-tuned video description for YouTube. If you want more tools, I talk a lot about tools on my blog. I have a free ebook. Go to neilschafer.com/best-digital-marketing-tools-guide. You got to put hyphens in between all of them, or go to my freebies page, neilschafer.com/freebies, freebies. If you scroll to the bottom, you'll see a link where you can grab this as well. I used to have my own conference on marketing technology called the Social Tool Summit, for those of you that remember. So I've always been a big fan of marketing technology, which has helped me and my clients to really scale, you know, what we do with our marketing. Well, that is the end of another episode of the live stream edition of the Your Digital Marketing Coach podcast. If you listen to this on your earphones, make sure you go to youtube.com/neilschafer, where you can see the recording. And if you watch this on LinkedIn or Facebook and you can't find where the recording's archived, go to youtube.com/neilschafer, where you can find the recording. I'm hoping this was valuable. I'm hoping you found one or two tools that you can try out today. But yes, it's all about investing in your business. Alrighty, well, that's it for another episode. This is your digital marketing coach, Neil Schafer, signing off.
You've been listening to Your Digital Marketing Coach. Questions, comments, requests, links, go to podcast.neilschafer.com. Get the show notes to this and 200 plus podcast episodes at neilschafer.com to tap into the 400 plus blog posts that Neil has published to support your business. While you're there, check out Neil's digital first group coaching membership community if you or your business needs a little helping hand. See you next time on Your Digital Marketing Coach.